Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Half term may have just finished for some schools, but the summer holidays are just a few weeks away, and finding somewhere the kids will enjoy is not an easy task. Well, after the success of their Easter camp, North Yorkshire School Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate are set for more multi-activity camps throughout the school holidays, giving kids between 5 and 13 an action-packed activity week. Combining a range of outdoor activities with their state-of-the-art facilities, QE has something for all kids to enjoy, whether they go to the school or not, including a climbing wall, cooking facilities for baking, and a swimming pool. Now, I took a drive out to Thorpe Underwood to speak to one of the organisers of the activity week ahead of this summer's exciting instalment of Camp QE.
I'm Chris Simpson. I run the facilities here at QE, and myself and Tanya Hesp, who works for me as well, we set up Camp QE back before the summer of 2018, mainly because our own students wanted something during the summer to utilise our very good facilities. And yeah, and from then, yeah, it's sort of snowballed, hasn't it, really? During a full week, we try and fit in 20 different activities, doing 4 each day. And so far, each camp we've run, we've not had the same timetable. But yeah, we like to do variety, whether that be sporty, arts and crafts, or even just getting outside and trying some outdoor adventure. So yeah, we have a climbing wall on site, we have laser pistol shooting on site, you know, it is a variety. But then yeah, there's always like football and basketball and my personal favourite of dodgeball.
There is a variety of both indoor and outdoor activities at Camp Q, isn't there? Because you can go outside and utilise the facilities, as you said, but then you can have a bit of a wind-down period, come inside and use the facilities here. We're sat in Muggles right now, which is the base for Camp QE. Just want to talk us through the surroundings, because as I walked in, I even said, wow, because there's so much here for the kids to do.
Yeah, so Muggles, it's been here 6 years on this site, and, it has arcade machines, such as a dance machine. We've got a pool table, air hockey, table football, and it's a nice, cosy environment. It's a nice, large facility, but they can just do what they like. If they want to play board games, if they want to do Lego, or if they want to play on the consoles, challenge the staff. It's all up to them. It is a nice little hub. It's private as well to the rest of the site, so it is the drop-off point for parents as well as a pick-up point, and yeah, it's just a nice little base.
It's important to stress it's not just for Queen Ethelberger students, it's open to everyone, all students in this area between the ages of 5 and 13, which is brilliant for kids to meet other kids from other schools.
Yeah, well, it's also something for our staff kids as well, but yeah, the local area, we want to try and offer our facilities to those locally to show that we are trying to help them and it's not just about we are QE. We want to incorporate local kids and just get our names out there as well and just showcase what we have.
I'm Molly and I'm 10. Camp QE, we do lots of activities like pool party and lots of sports. And we make stuff and we go around and do scavenger hunts. I like sports day because you got to go in a team and you had to work together and you did lots of activities throughout the day.
Hi, my name's Oshin and I'm 9. We did sports day, same as Molly. Pool party, bulldog, and yeah, those were probably some of the best.
My name's Olivia and I'm 8 years old. I enjoyed the pool party, bulldog, and dodgeball.
So we mentioned before that the age group is between 5 and 13 years old. So how does it work when it comes to grouping with activities? Do you separate the younger ones from the older ones, or is everyone sort of do all the activities together?
It varies depending on the activity. So, for example, in summer, I remember that we did, tennis and badminton. For those, the staff separated the groups into ability/age, and we ran the session sort of side by side. But I think for Easter camp, majority of the time we had all the kids together. Very good fun. And it's all about numbers as well. Because if we have more young ones and then a couple of older ones or vice versa, it's hard to split it up. But the aim is to, when the numbers increase, to have it as probably 5 to 9 year olds, 10 to 13 year olds. And also if it increases even more, having it in as 3 different age groups.
My name's Electra and I'm 8 years old. My favourite activities through Easter camp was the laser shooting, dodgeball, bulldog and the pool party.
Laser shooting? What does that involve?
It involves like getting into small groups and lining up and taking goes, who would take the most shots in the middle. And I was the only one to manage to shoot in the middle.
My name is Sebastian and I'm 7 years old, and I really enjoyed the dodgeball activity. And then we played adults against children, and we also played children with adults and children with adults on different teams.
Who won out of the children and the adults?
I think it was the children.
My name's Erasmus and I'm 7. My favourite activity was bulldog, the laser shooting and the pool party.
Just looking at some of the schedules as well, I've just noticed that there's a lot of team sort of sports and sort of things as a team, which obviously is brilliant for kids to work in a team. But then you've got a lot of individual things like crafts and that sort of thing as well. So there is a mixture as well, isn't there, for all different sort of personalities and sort of level of confidence for different kids.
We pride ourselves on having a large variety, so we will not repeat activities in the same week. And at the end of the day, you can't please every child, you know, but what we do try and do is introduce them to a different sport or activity that maybe they're not going to get a chance to do, and it might end up being a new passion for them. So they might all love football, but they've never tried basketball or never tried dodgeball, and suddenly it's their new favourite. Likewise, they might think they only like sport. Suddenly you get them to design a T-shirt, and they love that, and they're into that sort of fashion side of things now. It's different for everyone, and you do get those who love the sport but end up getting more involved with the arts and crafts, and likewise those who think, oh no, I don't like sport. They're the most competitive ones that you get. And they all love to beat the staff, that's for sure.
Can imagine they do. Chris, just tell us the details. Where can people find out more? Because it is 5 to 13-year-olds and it's not just QE students. So where can people find out more information?
So on the main QE website, we have our own little branch on there, which gives lots of information, lots of gallery photos. Likewise, we're on Facebook. You can visit the Camp QE Facebook page, and there's a straightaway contact form on that. Or you can contact myself and Tanya direct on the campqe@qe.org email address, or just contact the school phone and the phone number and they'll put this straight through to me.
Brilliant. Well, Chris, thanks for talking to us today.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
Thanks again to the children and staff from Queen Ethelburga's for giving Stray FM an insight into the upcoming Camp QE. The summer camp will be running for 3 weeks throughout August, the first of which starts on Monday the 5th, lasting until Friday the 9th. The summer instalment of the Activity Week promises to be bigger and better than ever before. So find out more details at www.qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.